This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. All of my stuff is slathered in it, and it just works. Check them out. One day, the children that are in college today will be running the world. And apparently, oh, won't it be a stupid time. Student-run newspapers at Notre Dame and Harvard University are stumping to regulate AR-15s under the NFA. And they want to restrict gun ownership to those over 29 years of age. An unattributed piece from the editorial board of the Harvard Crimson, the daily paper of the school since 1873, rails against recent campus carry legislation. The argument put forward by the board is one of neurology, that students simply aren't advanced enough to be trusted with firearms, pointing to scandals involving campus Greek life as an example of youth gone wild. They write, the frontal lobes, the area of the brain responsible for ultimate decision-making, may not even fully develop until the 30s and one of the last areas to mature. While this lagged development should not exempt college students from all responsibilities, Texas ought to reconsider the prudence of relying on gun-toting 20-somethings for campus safety. Okay, I'll bite and play your stupid game. Let me point out something to you, Harvard Crimson. 82.9% of those on active duty in the Marines and 66.3% of those in the Army are under the age of 30. Oh! Then coming from Notre Dame, Stephen Rabb, writing for The Observer, this one's attributed, the student-run newspaper of Notre Dame and St. Mary starts off strong with an argument titled Rage Against the Machine Gun. Coincidentally, Zach De La Roca just dropped his first solo effort after leaving Rage Against the Machine in 2000. And for requiring registration and federal tax stamps for many semi-automatic rifles. He errs in that he classifies bolt-action rifles such as Mauser 98Ks and short magazine Enfields used during the World War II as battle rifles, a term generally used to describe the class of intermediate 30 caliber rifles, such as the FN, the Beretta, BM-59, and the M-14. Then he lumps them in with semi-auto, citing they're extensively used in combat when with the exception of the M1 carbine and Garand, most shoulder-fired weapons used in martial service from 1939 to 1945 were not bolt-action rifles. They were select fire, Thompson M1s, MP38s, 40s, M2s, or the full auto-only M3 grease gun, the PPSH-40. Acknowledging that civilian semi-auto assault rifle variants are used in less than 2% of all gun crime, he tosses out they continue to get press and will do so in absence of regulation. Regulation, he argues for, is repealing the Hughes Amendment. And thus making new production machine guns registered in the NFA available to civilians again, but only after adding your favorite Mini-14 and AR-15 to the same class. He said a modernized assault weapons bill should be modeled after an excellent law already on the books, the National Firearms Act of 1934. Passed in the wake of Prohibition-era gang violence, this law severely restricted private ownership of machine guns, explosives, silencers, and short-barreled firearms. Though not banned outright, the purchase of such a weapon requires an extensive background check, including photographs and fingerprints, registration, and a tax payment. A new bill would elevate assault weapons to the same level of regulation. Neither full-power battle rifles nor fixed magazine rifles would be affected by this legislation, and the law would not be retroactive. Rab is an MSM candidate at the Mendoza College of Business and graduated Notre Dame with a bachelor's in chemical engineering in 2016. I hope he is better at chemical compounds than he is at reasoning about weapons, because he sucks at reasoning about weapons. With chemical compounds, I can get a burn. Not my kids, so you can't blame me for pointing them out to you. Look, I was out of the military by the time I was 30, okay? And I ran around all over the place. And I carried all kinds of ordnance. Never went crazy. Most of these people that are in these Greek systems and the, fraternity systems, as they're putting it, they are doing exactly what their environment leads them to do. Just like in the military, the same kids that might be in the Greek system in college, in the military, they are led around by the environment in which they find themselves. It's all relative. The problem here is that these young idiots think that it is absolute. They get out there and say, well, you know, you're young, you're not mature, it's an absolute. It's relative, son. It's relative. It has nothing to do with what you may think about where your lobes are maturing or something else. People are capable of extraordinary things. They're capable of letting you down horribly, but they're capable of extraordinary things in the right moment. Nothing less. If somebody's going to be out there, and if they're in a Greek, you know, if they're in a fraternity, and the order of the day is to stand on your head while having a hose shoved into your throat, directly connected to a keg, and they're going to pump you full of beer, and you've got to fight gravity to swallow it. Well, you better try to excel at that, young camper. You're probably going to drown. Okay? Same person, though, if he's in a foxhole with another young person, and they've trained extensively, and they've got weapons of, you know, weapons of the soldier with them, which are weapons of destruction designed to destroy people, right? Then he probably is going to persevere there as well. Getting out there, and I don't know what it is with this young crowd today. They deal in absolutes. It's everything is an absolute. It's always an absolute. If one person is one way, then all of them are that way. That's the craziest nonsense I've ever heard in my life. There were people in the military. When I was in Germany, there was a guy who brought his wife over there, and I was talking to him, and I had no idea how old he was because we had worked together for a year, and he finally got his wife over there. And it turned out he had to enroll his wife in the high school because she was that young. And he was young. And, I was shocked to find out his age because I had worked with this man for a year. And I found him to be competent and altogether there. And I mean, his stuff was wired. And he was a kid, which I was a kid, you know, comparatively speaking to today. Let's see, when I was over there, that was some 31 years ago, yeah. So, the good old days, back when we were prepared to kill the Russians. How I miss it so! We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that take the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid military spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Let's get that right and ready to go. There you go.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to FrogLube.com and get yours now. That's FrogLube.com. It just works.
And welcoming primary weapon systems. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Yes, indeed. I'm having to send a text message. Hang on. All right. I'm in the middle of the show. And, of course, the computer that runs part of the show, the mouse died on it, so I'm trying to get another battery. Right now in Melbourne, we get this from The Age, which is one of their newspapers, Melbourne, Australia. It says we're in the grip of an unprecedented wave of gun violence. With those words, they began a three-day investigative series that should concern every citizen in Melbourne of a metropolis that has been repeatedly snared the accolade of world's most livable city. They're concerned because, see, their comprehensive package is about more than livability. It's a matter of life and death. As gun-related crime has surged, innocent people have been killed in the crossfire, and more will be unless concerted action is taken by those who make laws and those who enforce them. The facts are chilling and compelling. In as little as 5 years, gun crimes have more than doubled. Some very dangerous people are involved. In 2015 alone, more than 750 people with serious criminal convictions were caught carrying guns. That's up a staggering 5 times since 2011. There we go. Shootings have literally become a weekly event. Crimes related to firearm possession have more than doubled in the last 5 years. The number of young criminals have rocketed. Almost 1,500 people between 20 and 30 have committed a gun offense in the last year. Culture of carrying and using guns is becoming worryingly entrenched in criminal crimes. The escalation rivals the underbelly war between drug syndicates that shook the city between 1999 and 2005. Drugs are again involved, particularly illicit stimulants, but insidiously those with the guns are not only dealing the drugs, they're consuming them, which adds to the volatility and danger. So what should we do? Well, at The Age, we believe one important response would be to replicate the buyback program then Prime Minister John Howard adopted after the 1996 Port Arthur massacre. Indeed, we believe the policy should be extended to some handguns, which were not part of an amnesty that nevertheless netted 700,000 firearms. Many of the illegal handguns on the streets today date from before 1996, and legal guns have been stolen from their owners and passed on to the illegal market. So it's high time there was another buyback. For the past 2 years, there have been more legally owned guns in Australia than were before the Port Arthur massacre. The Age is always on guard against undue legislation, but we believe there is a clear need to strengthen the law around guns. So we support mooted moves by the Victorian government. Set for the first half of the year, they've come after an 8-month review by Victoria Police of firearms laws and would include a specific offense for drive-by shooting, as well as special new powers called prohibition orders for the police and harsher penalties for the judiciary to impose. The orders would allow police to subject prohibited persons to warrantless searches and ban them from being in proximity to a gun. Those laws have been used more than 500 times in New South Wales since being introduced in 2013. There should be uniform gun laws across the nation to prevent loopholes. We must catch up with technology by prohibiting the use of 3D printers to create firearms. More focus should be on following the money trail in this nefarious trade where combat weapons, including machine guns, are being smuggled into the country. We also believe existing laws have not been applied with sufficient force. Too many gun criminals, including those with a history of violence or dangerous mental illness, are being released on parole and given light sentences only to reoffend. A criminal culture where guns have become fashion items for deluded thugs and fools is an unacceptable threat to many innocent people and must be stopped. This reminds me of the guy that's in charge in that movie, Demolition Man, you know, with Sylvester Stallone, who, you know, he's supposed to be, he's frozen for, and he's in his 80s, and they bring him back, and he's got to fight Wesley Snipes pre-IRS debacle. That's, he sounds like that guy. Whoever wrote this sounds like the guy that was in charge. Right? And he had some French name. I don't remember his name. They threw him in the fire, and they shot him. Jesse Ventura was one of the guys shooting him. Their harmony is disrupted. In Australia right now, one of the things they're doing there, when they're taking guns off of criminals, they're finding homegrown guns. They're finding out that these guys have set up their own little machine shops. Because building a gun is not rocket science. It's you know, around your barrel, you know, with your barrel, you got to have that chamber that's strong enough to contain that explosion and all that other stuff. And, you know, then you got a gun. You got a trigger method. You got a way to contain the explosion. You got a barrel to send it on this festive way. You got a gun. So these guys here are under this impression that, you know, the last time they did the buyback, it was about as successful as the New York registration scheme. I mean, everybody's like, Bill, you don't want to go the way of Australia. I'm like, well, no, not. I really couldn't care less because I would go the way of Australia. I'd be one of the, you know, they only took in like a minute percentage. And I'd be one of the ones that they didn't take it in. So, you know, okay. Too many legal guns. You guys are afraid of guns. Okay, I get it. Maybe you should go to Harvard or Notre Dame. Maybe you should tell your young people they can't have a gun until they're almost 30. Maybe that would be the way to go. I don't know. But I can see that you guys are clearly shaken by all of this. And, well, I wish you well. Or grow up. Are any of you males? Because you don't sound like it. Yeah, 620,000 guns cut up. But that's you know, you're talking about the upstate of South Carolina when you're talking about that. That's fewer than we've got. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Nothing but that is coated on my weapons, and it has been that way for 4 years, and I continue to buy it over and over again. It's past Wednesday night, Palm Springs. Palm Springs decided to be a island. No indication of how this is going to work. Well, I know exactly how it's going to work. Their city council voted for a new gun control measure requiring firearms in the home to be disabled with a locking mechanism or otherwise locked in a container. The new gun control also includes a requirement that residents report a stolen gun within 48 hours and that concealed carry permit holders place guns in a locked container if leaving them in their cars. Do they have concealed carry permit holders in Palm Springs? According to the Desert Sun, 23 Palm Springs residents spoke at the city council meeting, with 15 opposing the new measures, 8 supporting them. Council then voted 3-2 to pass the measures. Moms demand attention. Dory Smith was one of the 8 people who spoke in favor of the gun control. She pointed to the accidental death of a toddler in Louisiana as justification for Palm Springs to adopt the measures on disabling firearms in the home. She said, "We're simply asking for safety first and saving lives." She did not mention that far more children 10 and under are accidentally killed each year by fire and water than are accidentally killed with a firearm. In fact, 2010 CDC figures showed that over 7 times more children 10 and under were killed in fire-related deaths than accidental gun deaths, and the number of children 10 and under killed in accidental drownings was over 16 times higher than the number killed in accidental gun deaths. Uh-huh. besides being silent on these facts, he also failed to explain how requiring a law-abiding citizen to lock up his guns will save that citizen's life if an intruder storms his residence. Councilman J.R. Roberts voted to require law-abiding citizens to disable their guns as a way of preventing youths from grabbing a gun in a moment of hopelessness. He did not explain why homes without youths in them should also be required to disable their guns. Gun owner Andrew Hirsch was among the 15 who spoke against the gun control. He said the prior city council was known for corruption and suggests that the current city council is soiling its own reputation by using its powers to restrict the freedoms of law-abiding people. The passage of this was preliminary. The city council will bring the measures up for a second and final vote during the next meeting. Back in the day, I was a shipping manager for a dairy company. And we used to get these 5-gallon buckets of sour cream. They were gigantic, heavy affairs. They had lids on them that snapped on, but there was a warning on them that stated, "Keep this container covered to keep," and it was a warning about letting children fall into a 5-gallon bucket of sour cream, which led me to believe that had happened once or twice before. A child under 10, I mean, a Dixie cup of water in your lungs will drown you. Now, I would love to know if they're filling in all the pools in Palm Springs. Well, I'm all for saving the children. I am. I'm not for, you know, taking away people's rights. And this has nothing to do with safety. This has nothing to do with safety. I would love to know. They're looking at something that happened in Louisiana. CDC says this just doesn't happen as often as it used to. And yet this is a thing. And it's a thing that, it's not valid. It's not a valid reason. So I'm waiting to hear. I would love to see a similar ordinance passed where they looked at Palm Springs and said, okay, if you're going to hamstring us to where we can't defend ourselves, and if we have to, you know, have a safe and a lock when it's in the safe with a lock, and then if somebody breaks into our house and kills somebody in my family or kills me, then somebody's going to be suing you because you guys aren't going to take responsibility for my safety. And that's the kind of law that needs to be passed all over the place. Where these guys want to have these stupid laws in place. Okay. Well, it's not just one way. It's not just one way. Now, California, of course, being California. I was getting email from some radio show out there where they were trying to have hearings. And they were trying to get everybody across the country to come to these hearings. And they waited until, you know, the week before the hearings were up. And that's not the way you coordinate something. But, you know, that's indicative of something lackadaisical, I guess. I don't really know. I don't know. But Palm Springs now, if you... And does this mean that you have to... Also, now, all of a sudden, if you have your gun stolen, that you... Are regular law-abiding people having their guns stolen just going, I had about three or four guns, and now I've got two, so two have been stolen. Okie doke, let's grill something now, shall we? Is that happening? I mean, is that something that's a thing? I don't know about it being a thing. So, Sorry, Palms Springs, you're part of California with a K. It's just going to get worse for you. Things are out of control, I know, but, you know, all of that apathy and all of these years of sitting back and letting them do this and taking all of those immigrants back in 1996 and everything else, all that other stuff. Well, you know, it just... Welcome. Not 96, 86. It was 86. That amnesty, taking all of Reagan's newly amnestied illegals. Now you have a completely progressive state where all of the businesses are leaving and you have no middle class. And you, the upper class, have no idea what to do with yourselves. I find that all incredibly interesting. Incredibly interesting. So, we will see what you get. Because you're going to be getting it pretty soon. I have this sense. Preliminary right now, that's fine. I guess that's going to be the way it is. Oh, well. Locked up or in a locked container, right? Why even have one? I would just go out and buy some sticks, Palm Springs residents. We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Go check them out, froglube.com. Coming out of Sarasota. Charter school in Sarasota. The Island Montessori School. We have Montessori schools here in the upstate of South Carolina. One big advantage of a tax-supported charter school is that they do not need to follow the many rules that public schools are bound by. But there's also a really big disadvantage because they don't have to go by the rules that schools are bound by, public schools are bound by, as Jeff and Jennifer Buck have learned the hard way. But they didn't pay the price. Their second grade son, Cooper, was the one that paid for this. He was the one that was hurt. The Bucks have been major fans and volunteers and fundraising supporters of the Island Village Montessori School ever since they first sent their son, Cooper, to its Clark Road campus for kindergarten. Charter School's campus is just outside Mayaca River State Park. But with second grade barely underway this year, the Bucks were told via email that Cooper, a well-behaved and thriving student who also loves the school, had been suddenly ousted through no fault of his own. All of this was done without a hint of due process or so much as a warning. Technically, it was called a reassignment, and this is a word that just does not fit the facts. The kid was given the boot. The reason. Shortly after school started this year, his parents sought a meeting between parents and administrators about some unexpected new rules and decisions. In the process, they stepped on some toes during email exchanges between parents. Apparently, things got a little bit snippy. The claim is that the messages were abrasive and at least one parent felt threatened. Now, I've seen the email messages going back and forth, and it's interesting. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It's a little plain, right? There's nothing overtly threatening about any of this. And if this is the thing with emails, you can't hear a tone of voice in an email. A large group of parents, including former Sarasota Mayor Commissioner Kelly Kirshner, have spoken up for the couple, but the Bucks had also asked questions and did a public records request to look into the summer's lightning-quick hiring process that chose a new principal from out of state. Maybe that was the real taboo. Now, in a public school, this would never be grounds for taking action against any child. As bad as public schools are, this would not be something that would be actionable. is a flaming violation of a child's rights. I'm a little amazed that kicking a kid out of a tax-supported charter school is an option without some sort of meeting to discuss it. The school's director, Jennifer O'Connor, said she had never dealt with such a matter before. She outranks the principal that she helped hire and also oversees the school's Venice campus, but said that she is new to the job. She said at least one parent felt upset and afraid of Jeff Buck after the email exchange about school rules, in part because the Bucks are advocates of carrying firearms for self-defense. That's sort of clutching at a straw. O'Connor says she got advice on the decision from the president of the Charter School Board of Directors. Actually, what she said was this: it was his decision. O'Connor said that she feels bad about Cooper, who is a good kid and a good student. When asked whether Cooper's spot had been filled, O'Connor was a little different about this one. According to the school's website, they have a waiting list. But O'Connor said she thought she's going to keep the spot open for a while. And when asked why, she said she wanted to give the matter some thought. In an email coming for her, it said, "Our parent liaison on the board of directors will be reaching out to the Bucks to set up a meeting to discuss these issues and what the possibilities are moving forward." The Bucks, when they found this out, said they were glad but wish they'd gotten such news a while before Cooper heard about the previous news from a schoolmate visiting their house. Second grader had a little bit of trouble understanding why he had to leave his school. But he got a pep talk, and then he talked to some kids that he knows that go to the nearby public school, and he adapted. He changed gears, and he's gone off to the new public school with a good attitude. And his father and his mother, of course, are thankful. He's an amazing kid, they say. They still want to hear what the charter school has to say, but the situation has stung them, and it could be hard to decide what to do now that Cooper has started a new school. Bucks wrote in an email, "It seems that they can use words like reassignment rather than expulsion and avoid laws designed to protect students. Our son has never had any disciplinary issues or any issue for that matter. He was and is an exemplary student and friend to the community. They also think that they were being good parents and just looking out for the school, but at a charter school, anyone's opinion to the contrary can get you and your kid kicked out quick. They now know." Now, this is the thing that strikes me most about this. There's a couple of things here that I just find egregious. Okay? All of this emailing. And we didn't have email. I didn't, or there was no email chain between me and teachers when my kids were in school. And my youngest son, who is 25 now. Let's see, it's been about 7 years. Yeah. But I still remember having to deal with those teachers. And I would have to physically go down there and deal with them or get on the phone with them and deal with them one-on-one in real time. And that's a little bit more of a sticky wicket for them than dealing with an email. Looking at an email, looking at texts, looking at messages and Twitter and all of this stuff, we've lost something as a people. We've lost the art of conversation. We've lost the art of one-on-one relationships. We don't know how to talk to one another anymore. I see this with my kids now because they have kids, and so I see them having to deal with this stuff now, and I don't really know what to say to them, so I don't say anything. Because this is not my world. This is not the one that I lived in. I'll be talking to somebody and they'll be like, "Well, just shoot me an email. Let me know what you want to do." And I'll be like, "How about if I just call you on the phone?" All this email nonsense. But this idea that, and you carry guns, so we can't have your kid at school. Yeah. Okay. Grasp at that straw while you can, lady or guy. It doesn't matter which one it is. Now, when we get back, I'm going to start this new segment. We're very shortly going to be having Alien Gear joining us because they do a lot of blogging. But we're going to kick off the next hour with an article from Alien Gear. Because what they have done is they've looked at something that, it was sort of controversial. I'm sure it still happens, but these neighborhood watch programs, they're looking at these, and they're, they've taken a very hard sideways glance at concealed carry and the neighborhood watch. I wouldn't do neighborhood watch simply because in neighborhood watch, as far as I know, with neighborhood watch, all you're supposed to be doing is watching and calling the cops. But that puts you in sort of a sticky wicket because if you call, if you're a concealed carrier, for example, and you call the cops because you see a crime, a violent crime happening, then you have to make a moral decision whether or not you're going to intervene. And especially with a domestic dispute, a cop will tell you one of the most dangerous disputes to get involved in is a domestic dispute. That is a big issue. So neighborhood watch, I'm not real sure how good that's going to be. We're going to take a look at it. Courtesy of Alien Gear when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.